It's time once again for the St. Gabriel Radio Catholic High School Football Preview Show with your host, Doug Lascelles. In studio with Doug is Ryan Baker. The Catholic High School Football Preview Show is brought to you by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Now here's your host, Doug Lascelles.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Ryan Baker and Chris Higgins, I'm Doug Lascelles. The opening week of the high school football season was not kind to Central Ohio's Catholic teams, as they combined for a record of 2-5 last week. Last Thursday night, Newark Catholic turned the ball over 7 times and fell to Maysville 27-16. In our CCL Game of the Week last Friday night, St. Charles couldn't stop Upper Arlington running back Avery Heath, and the Cards lost to the Golden Bears 53-0. Also last Friday, Hartley lost to Toledo Central Catholic 35-16. Watterson was a winner in Coach Brian Kennedy's head coaching debut 41-6 over Whitehall. DeSales scored 2 defensive touchdowns and beat Royal Imperial 50-0, and Reedy lost to Columbus Academy 31-0. Saturday, Fisher Catholic scored 21 second quarter points but came up short against Crooksville 38-28. 6 of the area's Catholic high school teams are in action this evening in our CCL Game of the Week presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Watterson looks to make it 2 in a row to start the season as the Eagles battle Olentangy Orange at Otterbein. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf bring you all the live play-by-play immediately following the preview show, starting with the pregame at 7:15 right here on AM 820. Also tonight, DeSales welcomes Lancaster to Alumni Stadium. St. Charles hosts Reynoldsburg. Reedy battles Lakewood at Hilliard-Bradley. Hartley is at home to take on Central Crossing, and it's Fisher Catholic hosting Fairbanks. Tomorrow, Newark Catholic welcomes Nelsonville York to Whitefield. Time for a break. When we come back, we'll talk with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, and get a recap of last week's St. Charles Upper Arlington game and preview tonight's Watterson-Olentangy Orange showdown. Then it's St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby and Cardinals safety and slot back Joseph Rivera. You're listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Ganem Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganem Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganem Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanemMedical.com. Mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganem Medical, GanimMedical.com.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in Ohio. This is sportsmanship. School sports, it's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Instead of trading in your old car, truck, or van, think about donating it to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. In fact, St. Gabriel Radio is a nonprofit that accepts all vehicle donations. Your gift helps to spread the word of God to a multitude of listeners all over Ohio and may qualify you for a tax break. It's easy and hassle-free. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online at stgabrielradio.com.
So, what are you afraid of? Some people are so afraid of the pain they never face their own wounds. So afraid of death they never live. So afraid of being hurt they never form friendships. So afraid of failure they never take risks. Fear stops us from living. St. Paul had reasons to be afraid. From 2 Corinthians, he said, "Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was pelted with stones, 3 times shipwrecked. I spent a night and day on open sea. I've been in danger from rivers, bandits, my own countrymen, the Gentiles." But he also wrote, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Trouble or hardships or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or the sword? No, in all these we are more than conquerors because of him who loved us." What are you afraid of? Our lives are fragile, so fragile it's scary. If we look to ourselves for security, maybe we should be scared. So maybe we shouldn't do that. Trust him. Be more than a conqueror. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. Start your morning off right. Be sure to listen to AM 820 during your morning commute this week. Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf brought you our CCL Game of the Week last week as St. Charles lost to Upper Arlington 53-0 to open the season. Coach Wolf joining us now on the preview show. And Coach, the Golden Bears lost a pretty good running back to graduation in E.J. Caldwell, but Avery Heath made it seem like they didn't miss him too much.
Well, Avery Heath only had 8 carries, I think, for 220-plus yards. And the backbreaker was 29 or 39-0 at halftime, and the first play of the second half, I think he went 82 yards untouched. And he has some speed to him, and he's a pretty good running back. But they were just opening gaping holes against the St. Charles defense, and you know he's a good running back. But you know when they get in the OCC, it's going to be a little tougher sled for Burlington.
Larry, obviously, St. Charles had some guys out due to some suspension and some injuries. But is this something that Coach Jacoby and his crew can fix? Is this execution, or was Upper Arlington just that much better than the Cardinals?
Well, Upper Arlington was just that much better than St. Charles, and that's a given. Then when you throw on top of that you're playing with 5 or 6 kids that are probably upper-level JV players, they're not ready for Friday night yet. Now, the silver lining for St. Charles is they got some much-needed experience. And a coach told me a long time ago, when you don't want get what you want, you usually get experience. And I think St. Charles got a little experience last week for some of their kids that probably weren't frontline kids they were counting on. But down the road, they may be kids they're counting on. And so it may have a little silver lining to it that they got some playing time out of some young kids that probably weren't ready to play on opening night. But Game 4, Game 5, those same kids might come back and help them win.
Larry, when you're in a lopsided game like that, what do you say to your team to try to keep the players' mindset right?
Well, let's take both sides. If you're winning and you're on the Arlington side, you say to your kids, listen, the film doesn't lie. We want to see effort. We want to see execution. We want to see Upper Arlington football. If you're on the losing side of that, you tell your kids, similar things. The film doesn't lie. We want to see effort. We want to see execution. And we want to win this play. Then we're going to win the next play. Then we're going to win the next play. We're trying to stream as many plays together as we can, because the only way to get out of a hole is to climb out. And nobody's going to help you. Nobody's going to feel sorry for you. You got to do it yourself. And they have to look in the mirror and say, the scoreboard is not important. We have to have a little bit of pride in what we do, and we've got to do it better than we're doing it.
All right, from the bad news, we're going to move on to the good news. Speaking with our color analyst, Coach Larry Wolf, Larry and Randy Reinhardt at Otterbein College tonight, getting ready to call tonight's CCL Game of the Week as 1-0 Waterson takes on Olin Tangy Orange. You can hear it live immediately following the preview show right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. The Eagles beat Whitehall, a playoff team, last year, 41-6 last week. Larry, were you surprised, not that Waterson won, but by how dominant they were in Coach Brian Kennedy's debut?
The numbers were a little bit surprising, but if you go back in recent history, that's been an opening game for Reedy and Whitehall the last couple years. They've played each other, and they've been very, very close games. So it doesn't surprise me that Waterson won. It does surprise me they put 41 points on the board. But here's what you need to know about Whitehall. They're traditionally a slow starting team, and they build that momentum when they get into their league, and they do pretty well down the stretch. So, you know, Whitehall's probably better than 41-7. And you know, Waterson, well, they're going to find out tonight just how much that 41 points counts, because they're going to play a really good football team tonight in Orange.
Now, Coach, on the flip side, Orange dominated Kilburn, beating the Wolves 32-7 in their opener. How good do you think this Pioneer team is?
Well, all three Olin Tangy teams this year are pretty doggone good. And Orange has one of the really great players in Central Ohio. And, you know, he's a big one. He's a big old lineman, and he's a bell cow, and they can run behind him, and it's going to cause trouble for Watterson, because Watterson's going to need an answer for that, because the Orange has a good running attack. They can throw the ball a little bit. They're a power team, and they can hurt you in a lot of ways. So we're going to find out just how good Watterson is tonight.
Joined by our color analyst, Larry Wolf. Larry and Randy calling tonight's CCL Game of the Week as Watterson looks to go to 2-0 as they take on Olentangy Orange. Orange lineman Zach Harrison, the top-rated recruit in the state for 2019. He already has offers from Ohio State, Alabama, Michigan, Notre Dame, just to name a few. He's only a junior. When you play against a player of that caliber, how are they going to handle him?
Well, there are a couple things you can do. One, you can just concede the fact that he's better than anybody you have. And so what you're looking for out of that position against him is not necessarily wins, but you're looking for stalemates. Can you occupy him? Can you keep him from being a dominant player? And then you help him by putting other people in pursuit at that position, because you know Orange is going to want to run the football there. Or when he's on defense, you're going to try to stay away from him on defense when he flips over and plays a little bit of both ways. But Zach is a tremendous offensive lineman. He's a tremendous football player. And, he doesn't have scholarship offers from all those great schools because he's not very good. So when you play against somebody like that, you're hoping to negate them, just to keep them from being dominant. If you can keep them from being dominant, you have a chance to win.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for joining us. We look forward to hearing the call from you and Randy a little later on this evening.
Thanks, guys, and we're looking forward to this game. We're at Mile High Press Box here at Otterbein Stadium, so this is it's a long way up there. I may need some air or some oxygen when I get up there. That's old people. It's tough to breathe that kind of altitude.
All righty. I'm sure you'll handle it. Larry Wolf and Randy Reinhardt bring you the CCL Game of the Week. It comes up right after the preview show as Watterson battles Olentangy Orange at Otterbein. And after the game, keep it on AM 820 for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, brought to you by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Our own Ryan Baker and this week's sports editor Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio. And they talk with the winning coaches and players from key games. You can be a part of the show as well. Tweet us your scores at AM 820 Scoreboard. Board, and you can get all the scores at our website, am820scoreboard.com. In last Friday's CCL Game of the Week, St. Charles managed just 41 yards in total offense, got shut out by Upper Arlington 53-0. Cardinals head coach Bob Jacoby joins us now. And coach, you had some of your players out serving suspensions, a couple more out with injuries. Not the best scenario when playing a team as good as Upper Arlington.
No, not at all. But, you know, we have a next man mentality like everybody else. That's what's so good about football is, you know, you have a team atmosphere. You want to play as a team and lose as a team. And, you know, in tough situations like that, you know, our team has to kind of look inward and come together. And hopefully that's how we'll face that adversity and come out of it a better team.
Coach, heading into the opener, Arlington head coach Joel Cutler talked about how good he thought his defense was going to be. Obviously, they played great, holding you guys to no points in just those 41 yards. Just how good are the Golden Bears defensively?
Well, you know what? It's early in the year. It's hard to tell. But, you know, you get a feeling for who the best teams in the area are, and I would say they would probably be up there in the top five of the best teams in Central Ohio right now. So, you know, they can throw their hat in the ring there. They've got a lot of tough games left on their schedule. They're going to have to prove when they get against some of their league rivals and some of their non-league opponents that they play.
Now, Coach, Golden Bears running back Avery Heath rushed for 209 yards and three long scores of 55, 40, and 82. Were you guys expecting him to be that good?
I wasn't expecting us to be that bad, to be honest with you. I think anytime you give up big plays like that, you got to take a look and see, you know, what's going on, and we're working really hard as coaches to try to figure out what we got to do to secure our lineup, play good, sound, fundamental football, and I have all the confidence in the world that Coach Leskovich, our defensive coordinator, and our coaching staff are doing everything we can to help do that. Having said that, you know, Arlington did a lot of very good things. You know, they ran the ball effectively. They have the ability to throw. Their quarterback's mobile. Then they play good defense. So, yeah, they've got a good team going. And, you know, hopefully they'll keep that on track and keep going. I just don't think it's an indication playing us of just how good they can be. I think they got to play a couple good teams first.
Coach, when you're in a situation like that and you're down, what do you say to your kids? How do you use that as a teaching moment to keep them going the rest of the season?
Well, really, what you can say is, ultimately, I'm responsible for the result of the game, the preparation that goes into it. So that's on me. That would be like a teacher going in to a big test and everyone in the class fails. The teacher has to look at how things are getting taught and the knowledge is getting imparted to the players or the class or whatever. And I think that's kind of where we're at. We have to take a look at, you know, how things are getting coached and what we're trying to do with the talent that we do have and make adjustments.
Joined by St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby, as Cardinals looking for their first win of the season when they host Reynoldsburg tonight. Last year, you were down 7-0 at the half, but then Reynoldsburg went off for 23 points in the second half. What do you take away from that game that can maybe help your guys tonight, Coach?
I don't take anything away from that game. This is a new year. You know, we're coming off of this game that we just had. We didn't compete last week. It's really kind of up in the air. We don't know what to expect. You know, Reynoldsburg is a lot better team than they showed against New Albany. So, anyways, I think that New Albany did a great job of coaching in that game and put their team in a perfect position to win. That's what we would hope to do. We didn't get that done last week, so you know, hopefully we can do a good job of preparing our guys and come out ahead tonight.
Coach, I was reading in an interview with you earlier this week. You said you thought Reynoldsburg might even be more physical than Upper Arlington. How do you combat that tonight?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if we can. But I told our team, you know, our goal is to just play better. When we come out of this game, hopefully we can look at ourselves and say we've gotten better. Whether we can win or not, I think it's up in the air. You know, we don't ever want to tell our kids we can't win, but I also want to be realistic with them. We're just shooting for improvement. We want big improvement this week, and that's what we're going with. And what I meant by that was their kids are bigger and faster than Upper Arlington across the board. And so that's something that's really tough to deal with. And we have the greatest amount of respect for what Reynoldsburg brings to the table.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot for taking some time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight against Reynoldsburg.
Thanks, Doug and Ryan. Really appreciate it.
St. Charles head coach Bob Jacoby. Our Chris Higgins was at Cardinals practice earlier this week where he spoke with senior safety and slot back Joseph Rivera.
Joseph, Friday night, Upper Arlington. You guys got in a really big hole early. I think you were down 38-0 at half. Tell me about the overall mood at halftime and what the overall message was that your coaches were telling you guys at halftime.
Message was to keep going. You know, keep fighting, keep persevering. We know it was a rough start, but eventually we'll bounce back through the season and after that half.
Now you guys were down a few players there going into that game. You think that kind of caused the slow start there, or was it just some other things?
No, not at all. I mean, players are ready to step up and make plays, but we just did not execute our responsibilities. So this week, we're just ready to work and get back after it.
So speaking of this week, you guys, it's your first home game. Last year it took until, I think, maybe game eight until you guys had a home game. So tell me about how that kind of feeling that you're going into your first home game. It's early. You guys get a chance to get the crowd on your side. Tell me how big of an advantage that is for you guys.
Yeah, we're excited. We're expecting to have the student section be very large this week. A lot of fans showing up. Ready to get after it this week, you know, after a hard week last week against Upper Arlington. We've been working hard this week, and, you know, hopefully it goes well for us.
Now, speaking of this week, also your opponent doesn't get any easier. Another Division I team, Reynoldsburg. It's an east side, you know, kind of a battle of the east side foe here. I'm sure some of you guys know each other. Last year was a good game. They're coming off a loss, 15-13, to New Albany. Tell me a little bit about what you've seen on tape from Reynoldsburg and what they like to do.
Yeah, Reynoldsburg's good. They're athletic. They're fast. We just got to play our game, our discipline, football, and hopefully it'll work out.
All righty. Well, good luck to you the rest of the season, and good luck to you this week.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Our thanks to St. Charles senior Joseph Rivera and our Chris Higgins for that. The Cardinals host Reynoldsburg tonight. We have to step away. When we come back, it's Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. Then it's Fisher Catholic head man Doug Miller. All of that and more straight ahead on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio's Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valent and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24-7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
College football's only two-time Heisman Trophy winner, Ohio State's Archie Griffin, on sportsmanship.
Interscholastic athletics are about much more than wins and losses and the thrill of competition. They're about sportsmanship, representing your school, and setting the foundation for a lifetime of success. Participation in junior high and high school sports is a privilege, not a right, and the member schools of the Ohio High School Athletic Association follow a higher set of standards than non-school teams. Remember that when we talk about student athletes, the word student comes first for a reason.
A message from the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
At St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City, Pope Francis said, "We have to ask ourselves, are we even capable of counting our blessings? If we don't take time to count our blessings, we forget that they're there. Sadly, we tend to do this with the greatest blessings in life. Sure, we thank the person behind the counter who just handed us our change, but when's the last time you told someone that you treasure the gift of his friendship? As silly as it sounds, have you thanked your kids for letting you be their dad? Do you thank your spouse for the gift of her life? Married people can often feel lonely because they get so used to each other that they almost forget that they're not alone. Friends, family, a good meal, a pretty sunset. These are the things that make us super lotto winners. Be sure to cash in. Take a few minutes every day to stop, notice your blessings, and thank God for them. That's where gratitude begins, and joy is never far behind." This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
We're back on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Along with Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Newark Catholic opened the season a week ago last night, losing to Maysville 27-16. Green Wave head coach Bill Franks joins us now on the preview show. And Bill, your team turned the ball over 7 times in that loss. I would imagine ball security was a point of emphasis in practice this week.
Well, you know, this is going to sound a little bit off to you, but one of the big things we need to do is get the running game going so that we can, you know, more freely get our passing game. You know, our passing game has done so well, and in the scrimmages, and just our inability to run the football has been problematic. And yeah, 6 of those 7 turnovers were interceptions, and you know, we can't put all that on one player. It's a cumulative, you know, across the board. You know, we have to get our running game going. And of course, too, we need to throw the ball away a little better and just get a whole lot better at a lot of things and shore that up.
Coach, you mentioned the running game. The Panthers, they seem to be very physical up front on both sides of the ball. Mentioned the rushing game. They outrushed you 316 to 61 yards on the ground. Is the play up front something you're concerned about moving forward?
Well, you know, we're playing some young guys. We've got several sophomores in the ball game, and they're doing a good job filling in for some older injured guys. And Maysville was a tough opener. They run an old wing tee with two backs, misdirection. They have a third back as well, and just lots of power coming downhill with misdirection. And I'll tell you, our little defensive folks played hard. Actually, we had a chance to get back in the ball game, and gave up a third and 14, or we had a chance to turn it there third quarter. And so we're playing hard enough to win, and we just have to continue to play with that spirit and enthusiasm and just develop. We've had a good week of practice, and should be a nice test here against Nelsonville York.
Coach, we mentioned those negatives there, the rushing game, the turnovers, but you just mentioned it. Late in the game, you guys still had a chance. You were still right there. What does that say about your team?
Well, they're very spirited, good, you know, value-based kids that, they just believe in making good decisions and being good kids, and then they play football the way it's meant to be played, extremely hard. And you know, I just think good things happen to groups like that. And so we have a good 14 seniors with 15 juniors and a nice little 15 group sophomore class. And you know, with those three groups, we're just going to keep on keeping on.
Joined on the preview show by Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks, his Green Wave hosting Nelsonville York tomorrow. The Buckeyes, a familiar opponent, Coach.
Oh, yeah, what a rivalry. I think this is either the ninth or tenth year, and it generally goes down to the wire, and always just well-played, hard-fought. And I know we respect them, and I certainly think they respect us.
Well, Coach, Nelsonville York is 1-0 after shutting out Trimble 21-0 last week. Longtime head coach David Boston is now the AD, and Rusty Richards has replaced him. Do you see any differences in the Buckeye style of play?
You know, they tend to not be so – they've always were a run team from the power formations that had the ability to spread and throw. Now they seem to be a little less spread-oriented. They'll do some spread, but it's almost spread you to run the quarterback. And their bread and butter, without question, is I formation, balanced football. So you better stop the run, and you better stop the play-action pass.
Coach, what would you like to see most out of your team here tomorrow night in Week 2?
Just confidence. You know, it's a celebration, and just all the sacrifice and hard work. They just have to go out and have fun, play with poise, and just celebrate, and get up quickly, and press on. And just really enjoy four hard quarters. And I'm very hopeful and excited for Saturday night to come.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tomorrow night.
Well, thanks for all you guys do. Go Bucks and go Green.
Newark Catholic head coach Bill Franks. The Green Wave take on Nelsonville York tomorrow. Fisher Catholic scored 21 second quarter points to erase a 13-0 deficit, but they fell to Crooksville 38-28 in their season opener last Saturday night. First year Irish head coach Doug Miller joins us now. And coach, you're up 28-20 midway through the third quarter. You can't hang on. What did the Ceramics do late to pull that one out?
Well, it's not what the Ceramics did. They're a solid football team. It's what we did to ourselves. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot. We turned the ball over, and we had a miscue on a punt in the third quarter. And in the third and fourth quarter, we turned the ball over. So, again, it's not what they did to us. It's what we did to ourselves. And, again, that comes down to youth being able to execute and finish a game.
Coach, both quarterbacks played great in the game. Crooksville QB Landon Hinkle rushed for 261 yards and three touchdowns. He threw for 52 and another score. Your quarterback, sophomore Caden Starcher, threw for 243 yards and three scores in his first start under center for you. What were you impressed with both of their games last Saturday night?
Well, I tell you, the young man from Crooksville is a real deal. He's a total pack. He's got a great arm. He's got a great head on the shoulders, and he's tough as nails. Caden Starcher, equally very young, got a big arm, and he's tough as nails as well. So it was battle of the quarterbacks really on Friday night. But one thing that resonated amongst the coaching staff that we were very proud of is our boys never laid down. They never quit. They never laid down. They're in great shape, and they wanted to win that football game. But again, the little things cost us.
Coach, overall, how pleased were you with your team's performance in your debut?
You know, I was very pleased. It hurts to drop one when you're up by eight. It hurts to make those mistakes and drop one like that because I felt as though we were in better shape than Crooksville. We were out running them all over the field. So dropping that really, it hurt. It was a stinger for me. But very impressed with the fact that the boys were they just never stopped working. And that's the thing that was so impressive about our team. And you got to remember, we played two last week, and we had 10 kids that had never seen a varsity football game last week that were on the field.
Impressive, Coach. We talked about it last week. You nearly doubled your roster from about 20 up to 40 in your first year with this team. How important was that for you guys?
Oh, it was enormously important. You know, this made us unbelievably effective as a spread team. I've got almost the entire basketball team playing football. I've got half the soccer team playing football. I've got Sam Frazier, who's just a phenom. As far as a field goal kicker, he's got a huge leg, and he's a soccer player. And, you know, so we've picked up a lot of athletes from the other sports, and it's changed the way we can run a tempo offense.
Speaking with Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish hosting Fairbanks tonight. They lost to Benjamin Logan 34-19 in their opener. What can you tell us about the Panthers?
They're solid. They execute well. They're big, and they're physical. So, again, I think if they're a division bigger than us, it's going to be a challenge. But, of course, our kids are going to try and rise to the challenge. Hopefully our results are a little bit more effective than they were last week, and we stop with the miscues and the small mistakes.
Coach, you may have just answered the question I'm about to ask, but if there's one thing you want to improve on most this week, what is it?
Execution. Strictly execution. We've got to know what we're doing. Every snap of the ball, we've got to go on. So, execution with the football and execution on the defensive side of the ball as well. We were a little bit soft last week, I felt, in tackling. We've worked it all week, getting a little bit more physical. Hopefully we'll improve this week on both sides of the ball.
Coach, you talked about how many new players you've got, players coming from different sports, and it's a new system that all of your kids are learning with you there as your first year as head coach. So how do you work on that? How do you work on the execution? How do you get those small mistakes to go away?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it is a new system. It's a sophisticated system because we have a lot of opportunity with our movement. We're moving quite a bit. So it's a tremendous amount of film work. We drill down in a tremendous amount of sticking to a schedule and drilling down individually by position. We're able to improve individually by position, and hopefully we'll adapt well into the system throughout the season.
All righty, Coach. Thanks for taking the time to join us. Good luck tonight.
Hey, I really appreciate it, fellas. Have a great one.
Fisher Catholic head coach Doug Miller, his Irish, looking for their first win tonight against Fairbanks. We have to take a quick break. When we return, it's DeSales coach Ryan Wiggins and Stallion senior quarterback Cole Silvestri. Then we check in with Reedy head man Brian Cross and Silver Knights linebacker and tight end Ryan Wood on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best deals of the season during the summer clearance event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab 4x4. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
The Bob Boyd way. Toddlers are utterly free. Maybe too free. In the quiet moments after communion the other day, my 3-year-old repeatedly shouted, "I tooted." They don't care what people think of them. They actually don't really worry about anything. Who's going to pay the bills? Where's my next meal going to come from? They get in their car seats without asking, "Where are we going?" They fall asleep in those car seats and wake up somewhere else and never wonder, "What happened last night?" That's because they know they have a father and a mother who love them and look out for them. So they're free to enjoy the ride. As we get older, we have responsibilities and stresses that pile up on us. But it's important to remember that we still have a Heavenly Father who loves us. And no matter how crazy things get, He's looking out for us. And from the eternal perspective, everything's going to be fine. You know what that means? It means we can enjoy the ride. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
There are many ways to listen to AM 820 on the radio, online, and on smartphones. Listen live on your Android and iPhone using St. Gabriel Radio's very own app available from your app store. You can also get the Catholic perspective on your computer. Just go to stgabrielradio.com and use the listen button at the top of the homepage. Tune into the faith as you cruise across town and around the world.
Hey, it's Kirk Herbstreit from ESPN. Football has played a big part in my life, but football's also a lot more than just big plays, wins, losses, and championships. Football teaches young people about dedication, sacrifice, teamwork, and overcoming adversity. So let's respect the game and get out and support your local school. You'll be amazed of all the good things you see happening at Ohio schools.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the OHSAA Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, and online at stgabrielradio.com. Get a good faith workout this week. Be sure to listen to AM 820 on your morning commute. DeSales opened up the regular season with a 50-0 romp over Royal Imperial out of Canada last Friday night. Stallions head coach Ryan Wiggins joins us now. And coach, your defense forced 6 turnovers, scored 2 touchdowns, held Royal Imperial to just 30 yards in offense, including minus 49 yards on the ground. Obviously, you had to be pleased with that side of the ball.
I was, and you know, they didn't try to run the football. I think only one time did they attempt it. We got some sacks. We were able to get pressure. We were able to create some turnovers, which was all good. You know, and I always say the competition's yourself. You don't know what you're going to get week one. They didn't turn out to be very strong, but our guys went out there and executed and did what we asked them to do. So it was a good start. You know, you set out to win on Monday. That's your goal and your plan, and we were able to do that. So we're happy with that, and we move on.
Coach, that was the first shutout since DeSales beat Centennial 42-0 in 2014. Are you surprised that it's been that long since you guys have kept someone off the scoreboard? And what does that say about how hard it is to shut teams out?
I really think it's hard. I mean, I believe there's games where maybe you keep all of your ones in, you know, and you could shut somebody out. But I've always thought high school football, if you get the opportunity to reward guys to play other people, you should do that. And last year, for example, I thought we had a pretty good defense, and there were plenty of times where we were probably on the way to shutting somebody out. But, you know, you give other people chances, and you give them experience, you let them play. So I'll tell you, when I was a defensive coordinator, those things meant a lot to me. And as a head coach, they mean less. I want to win. I want to stay healthy. I want our football team to continue to grow, and so I'm happy with the shutout. I mean, that's something we'd like to have every week, but you're right, they don't come around every week. So we'll take it and we'll move on with it.
Now, Coach, offensively, you got a lot of guys in the game and quite a few contributed. Who impressed you on offense?
Well, I really liked the way we played offense because we got so many people involved. Brian Asamoah had a nice night, over 100 yards. Joey Velasquez, he had a rushing touchdown. He caught the football a few times. Carter Hillary, who only carried it a couple of times but had a nice touchdown run. Bobby Zdarsky had a nice game receiving. I thought Cole Silvestri had a pretty decent night. He scored a touchdown running, and he scored a touchdown throwing. So, you know, we were able to spread it around, and that's really what we want to be. We want to be kind of team that has multiple weapons so that we're a little more difficult to defend versus being, you know, one person that does everything. So from that standpoint, I was happy. I thought our guys executed well.
We're joined by DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins. The competition moves up several notches tonight when his Stallions welcome Lancaster to Alumni Stadium. The Golden Gales, coach, always one of the biggest and most physical teams in the area. How do you guys match up with them physically?
Well, I think we're going to find that out, you know, very fast. They are big up front, and they do what they do. They don't change. They're the wing tee, good old-fashioned wing tee football. They're very physical.
They force you to play a certain style. And, you know, that concerns me a little bit because we're not as deep as I know every coach would like to be a little bit deeper. But right now we've, due to some injuries and some other things, we're not as deep as we'd like to be. And so our guys have to play very well. We got to play fundamentally sound. We got to try to utilize some quickness at times and maybe try to force them into some throwing situations, because if their guys can lean on you and run the wing T offense, then they're going to have success. And they're built that way. So that's our challenge as a football team this week.
Lancaster has a number of guys that carry the ball in that wing T offense you talked about, but they're led by fullback Shea Goss. He rushed for 858 yards last season and 14 touchdowns. What are you guys going to have to do to slow him and that rushing attack down?
Definitely play your assignment. The wing T really forces you to play your assignment. You have to read those guards. You have to take great angles. You know, you cannot rely on an arm tackle or one person making a tackle. You have to be able to gang tackle. You have to be able to get hats to the football. I think that kid, you watch him, you've seen his highlights, you've seen what he does in the weight room. He's incredibly impressive, you know, and he's a horse. There's no question about it, much like the horse we had a year ago. So we know one guy wasn't going to bring our guy down. We know we have to gang tackle this guy. We have to play assignment football. We have to be very sound.
All righty, Coach, good luck tonight against Lancaster.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
DeSales head coach Ryan Wiggins, the Stallions leader on offense for the second year in a row, senior quarterback Cole Silvestri, who spoke with our Ryan Baker earlier this week.
Cole, a big 50-0 win over Royer Imperial out of Canada last week. 20th straight regular season win for you guys out here at DeSales. You've been the quarterback for 11 of those now. How does it feel to be a part of such a long winning streak?
Feels great. It's why we play football. It's Stallion football. We play to win. We play tough. We play to get everything.
You guys jump out 24 points in the first quarter. One, how ready were you guys, I guess, to start the season? And two, what did you guys do in that first quarter that translated into the points so well?
We've been itching to get out there, so I think we were all ready to play. We were ready to score, play defense, offense, everything. I think we got those points because, one, our line did everything they were supposed to along with our skill players. They did their blocks. They ran their routes. And then, obviously, our defense, they got a couple turnovers for us, and it just helped us out. Easy.
You talk about that defense. They even scored two touchdowns on those turnovers. How nice is that for you guys on the offensive side when the defense is putting points on the board?
It's nice. It's easy. You get to stay on the sideline, watch the play. But again, we'd like to be out there scoring ourselves, but we don't complain about points.
Coach has mentioned how nice it was coming into this season, knowing that you were going to be the quarterback. You had that whole year under your belt last year, played well, and you were going to be the guy this year. How much more comfortable do you feel under center in year number two?
A lot more comfortable, plus especially because I know all the guys now, the center, returning center. You got Colin Cronbaugh, he's a returner. You're a lot more comfortable out there. You know the plays. I'm more of a leader this year than I was last year.
Week two, you take on Lancaster out here at Alumni Stadium. You guys played them last year to open the season, won 28-7. What did you learn from that game playing the Gales last season that you guys can use this year?
We learned we always knew they were tough, but they play hard-nosed football, wing tee. They're physical. I think it's going to be fun playing them again here this year.
They good running back in Shea Goss, very opportunistic team, like you said, big, physical. They'll put points on the board too. How important is it for you guys on the offensive side to play as mistake-free as possible and have the ball and keep it away from them?
It's important as ever. Obviously, every game you don't want to turn anything over and score every drive, but I have confidence in our defense that they'll stop him. I don't think he'll be a problem for them.
Well, Cole, again, congratulations on the win last week. Thanks a lot for this. We'll let you get back to practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on Lancaster.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Good to see you.
Our thanks to DeSales quarterback Cole Silvestri and our Ryan Baker for that. The Stallions welcome Lancaster to Alumni Stadium tonight. Bishop Reedy is 0-1 following last week's 31-0 loss to Columbus Academy. Silver Knights head coach Brian Cross joins us now on the show. And Coach, it may seem hard to believe after giving up 31 points, but your defense actually played well in the opener, didn't they?
Yes, they really did. You know, when you look at total yardage, we had them for about 240, 245 total yards, and 95 of that came on one run. So defensively, we are very happy with the way we played. You know, offensively, we turned the ball over a couple times. We never established good field position. So, yeah, we were happy with our defense's effort, but we got a long way to go offensively, that's for sure.
Coach, we talked with you last week about how many players you lost in the offseason. Some of those mistakes and miscues maybe be attributed to that, having new guys step into positions they're not used to?
You know, I think a big part of it was the first game of the season, and we had a lot of young kids that were stepping in, playing for those guys that had left. So, you know, we had some jitters, and then we just didn't play as well as we'd hoped to at certain positions. But, you know, that comes with high school kids, and that comes with the first game of the season. So we hope to make some big improvement from week one to week two.
Now, Coach, Vikings running back Herman Moultrie had a big game rushing, 166 yards and two scores, and he recovered a fumble and scored on defense. What did he do that was hard for you to contain?
Well, he has great speed, and he has great vision, and he ran the ball very hard against us. And 95 of those 166 yards came on one play where he broke four or five tackles that we should have had him to the ground. So he's a solid running back, a good football player.
We're joined on the preview show by Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. His Silver Knights take on Lakewood tonight at Hilliard-Bradley High School. The Lancers led by a couple of solid running backs as well, and Chase Schaefer and Big Walnut transfer David Hunt. What do you have to do to slow those guys down tonight, Coach?
Well, they have a big offensive line, and they're big running backs. They've got big, tall receivers, 6'3", 6'4", receivers. They got a 6'4", quarterback. I mean, they're really a big football team, and they played a really good team in Amanda Clear Creek, and it was a 10-7 ball game. So I'm sure they were really disappointed. For us to slow them down, we've just got to play good, solid defense. We're going to have to gang tackle their backs because they're big running backs, and we can't give up the big play through the air. We got to make them keep snapping the ball and try to force them into some turnovers.
Lakewood quarterback Connor Veerstra, just a sophomore. What are some things you can do defensively to pressure him, take advantage of the young signal caller's inexperience?
Well, we hope to give him some, you know, maybe some different looks in the secondary, and then we've got to find ways to pressure him. Like I said, their offensive line is big, and they're very talented. So we're going to have to put pressure on him and maybe hopefully force him to maybe throw some balls early, which could lead to some interceptions for us. So they're a solid team. They really are. And that was a tough loss for them in week one, and I'm sure they're ready to bounce back, and I know we're ready to come out and play a lot better than we did in game one.
Now, Coach, you talked about their line being big. You've got a nice big line yourself. Do you look to lean on them this week as to get the offense going?
You know, we look to lean on them every week because that's where our experience is. And we do have some nice size when it comes to weight, but all our guys are in the neighborhood of, you know, 5'9 to maybe 5'11". We're talking some guys on this offensive line that are 6'4", 260, 6'5", 270. I mean, they got wide receivers, like I said earlier, 6'3 and 6'4". These guys got height and weight. So it's going to be a challenge for our offensive line. I thought Amanda Clear Creek's line was pretty good, and they seemed in that game to struggle moving those big kids from Lakewood. So we will definitely have our work cut out for them. But we've got a plan, and we feel if we execute it that we'll have a chance to be very competitive.
Last question for Reedy head coach Brian Cross. They say the biggest improvement for most teams is between week one and week two. So if there was one thing that you want to key on tonight for your team's improvement, what would it be?
We want to play a complete football game. Both offensively, defensively, and special teams. We had some good special teams play, and then we had some poor special team play. It seemed like our offensive line, we'd have three or four guys have good blocks, and two guys might not have good blocks. And so a 10-yard game was turned into a 2 or 3 yard game. So we've got to play more consistent across the board, both offensively, defensively, and special teams.
All right, Coach. Good luck tonight against Lakewood.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bishop Reedy head coach Brian Cross. Coach talked about his defense playing well last week. A big part of that defense is linebacker Ryan Wood, who visited with our Chris Higgins earlier this week.
Ryan, you guys got the season started last Friday. Not the way you would ideally like to have started at first glance. You know, the score 31-0. So that would make me think that the defense had a rough night, but the offense gave up 21 of those points. So how well do you guys think you guys played as a defense against a pretty strong academy team?
I mean, I believe we played really well against them. I mean, yeah, we struggled, but I don't think we should have let them score even 14 points. Our defense is too strong to do that.
How frustrating as a defensive player, and obviously you do play offense, how frustrating was that to see your offense, give up those points and kind of put you guys in a hole?
I mean, it was frustrating, but, I mean, there's nothing we can say about it. The players didn't execute, and there's nothing we can do about it.
This week, you guys move on. Obviously, you guys got a home game. You guys play over at Hilliard-Bradley this week. So you've got Lakewood coming in. They're coming off a loss as well, 10-7. On tape, their defense looks pretty stout. Their offensive line is really big. They've got an athletic quarterback. What have you seen on tape that you see as your biggest challenge heading into this week?
I mean, I think that, yeah, they have a big line, and they do have a pretty good quarterback, but, I mean, I don't really see anything that we can't stop. I mean, our defense is strong, so.
Like I said, dropping that first game, not the way you wanted to start your senior year. All your goals are still in place, though, so does that keep you guys focused, knowing, it's an early loss, so it's not, try not to shake it off, try to take as many positives out of it as possible?
Yes, sir. I mean, 10-0 sounded good, but 9-1 just sounds just as good, so, I mean, there's nothing really concerning me right now.
All right, well, good luck this week against Lakewood, and good luck the rest of the season.
Our thanks to Reedy linebacker and tight end Ryan Wood and our Chris Higgins for that. The Silver Knights looking for win number one of the season when they take on Lakewood tonight at Hilliard-Bradley High School. We have to pause for a moment. When we come back, it's Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield and Hawks wide receiver and defensive back Anthony Whitney. Then we preview our CCL game of the week with Waterson head man Brian Kennedy and Eagles quarterback Cole Andrews on the Catholic High School Football Preview Show presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram in Lancaster, and Bob Boyd Lincoln and Alfa Romeo Fiat in Columbus. Our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Whether you're looking for a luxury or sporty sedan, SUV, or a heavy-duty pickup, consider Bob Boyd first. Shop all our dealerships 24/7 at bobboyd.com or come and see us. We're the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals. It's the Bob Boyd way.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at thisweeksports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by thisweeksports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
In the Chronicles of Narnia, Mr. Beaver describes Aslan in these words. Aslan is the great lion. Oh, says Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he safe? I'd be nervous meeting a lion. Safe, says Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Of course he isn't safe. But he's good. He's the king, I tell you. We like to tame Jesus with images that make him so mild, he's almost boring. Maybe we do that because we prefer a God who doesn't actually challenge us. But Jesus walked on water, appeared before his apostles in dazzling light. He told dead people to get up, and they got up. He's mighty. When you pray, don't hold back. Got dreams? Ask big. Angry? Yell to God. Got doubts? Tell him. Feel like a mess? Surrender your life to God. He can take it. He's bigger than you. He's the king, I tell you. This is Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.
Ganim Medical specializes in the sales, trade, and liquidation of new and pre-owned medical equipment. From a single exam table to an entire surgery center, Ganim Medical has the equipment you need at the best possible price. Ganim Medical has the largest inventory in the Midwest. Contact GanimMedical.com, mention this ad to receive a 10% discount on your initial order. That's Ganim Medical, GanimMedical.com.
Former Ohio State and NFL quarterback Bobby Hoying.
Growing up in Ohio, the lessons I learned through sports not only helped take me to the Ohio State University and the NFL, but they also apply every day in my career after sports. Lessons that build character, discipline, sportsmanship, and teamwork are what remain long after your playing days are over. Through Interscholastic Athletics, OHSAA member schools help kids build a foundation for a lifetime of success.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
WVSG, Columbus, Ohio. Statewide, this is the home for listener-supported St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Welcome back to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show. Bishop Hartley started off fast last week, scoring on its first drive when Anthony Carfagna hit Nick Cohn on a screen pass that went for an 86-yard touchdown. But Toledo Central Catholic answered on its first drive and ended up beating the Hawks 35-16. Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield joins us now on the preview show. And coach, two of the top teams in the state, this one was closer than the final score would indicate.
Yeah, you know, it was a good game, but honestly, there's no way other than to say that we didn't play well enough to beat a team of that caliber, you know, with too many penalties. You know, they kind of wore us down in the fourth quarter. There's no question about that. They were a little bit bigger, stronger. Now, I tell everybody we're going to get better and we'll be pretty good by the time things get going. But right now, we just did not play well enough to beat them.
Coach, the Irish defense holds you to just 126 yards on the ground on 35 carries. What did their defense do so well that gave you guys challenges in the running game?
You know, I think there were a couple things. Obviously, there was a physical element. You know, they were really good, really big, really strong, and very well coached too. I mean, you can tell playing a game like this, the first game of the year, you know, they've had all summer to work on us, and they did a great job. And you know, we certainly, there were a lot of penalties involved. You know, we made too many mistakes, and those penalties put you in situations where, you know, it's difficult to run the football. So that, I think that had a factor into it, but certainly us not playing well enough against them had a bigger factor into it.
Now, coach, you had two quarterbacks play in the game, and they both threw a TD pass. How do you feel both Anthony Carfagna and Miles Fleming played?
I think they did fine. I think they were both pretty equal. You know, neither of them have done anything that's going to hurt us. Both of them have great talent and ability and are great kids. You know, we'll continue to play them both. We think it gives us a great opportunity and to be successful and help us get better. But, you know, they've both done a great job.
Now, Coach, all off season, you've been letting your hair grow out after the game. You cut it. You had a nice, fresh buzz cut this week out at practice. So the hair is the real reason you guys lost the opener, isn't it?
You know, I didn't realize that the hair had gotten such a buzz, and it really happened during Lent. I wanted to act like it was a Lent promise, but it really was laziness, and it just got long, and people started to make comments, and we have this little old guidance counselor who's retired but still hangs around, legendary teacher at our school, and she told me how good looking, how young I was, and I probably liked hearing that, so I kept it growing out. But it was time, as my principal reminded me after getting a haircut, it was time to return to normalcy. So I'm happy for it.
We're speaking with the newly shaved Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield as Hawks welcoming Central Crossing to Jack Ryan Field tonight. Former Beechcroft head coach Trevor White now leading the Comets. Do you think he's bringing some improvements to this Central Crossing team?
Yeah, there's no question. I know Trevor really well, and you know, have great admiration and respect for him. We've played before in 2014 when he was head coach at Beechcroft. It was a great game. We both had really good football teams. There's no question they're going to get a lot better, too. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. This is not going to be a game where, you know, one team can just do whatever they want to do. I mean, he is you can see how intentional he is about what they've installed offensively, defensively. You know, they're starting at basics, and it's not going to be long. He's going to have a great program.
Comets running back Pierre France had a big game in their opener. He rushed for 154 yards and two touchdowns in the loss to Marion Franklin. What did you see from him?
Yeah, he's a good football player. He played well against us the last year when we played him. And I think he seems to be their best, most physical, most explosive football player. We're going to have to do a good job. You know, they Toledo Central Catholic really wore us down with the inside zone run game last week. Trevor's going to have a little bit more of a power base with down blocking, and we've got to do a great job tackling him. That's been a point of emphasis.
Central Crossing quarterback Ben Bone won the starting job this year from the quarterback last year, Cameron Peck. When you're a coach and you have a player beat a returning starter out, how do you handle that situation so you don't lose one of the players?
That's a great question. I don't really – you kind of stumped me. I don't know that I know the answer. You know, I think our philosophy – coaching-wise, is you want to try to make everybody feel like they can contribute to the team and everybody can have a role in being successful. It is difficult because sometimes you try to force, I don't know if this is the answer to the question, but you try to force round pegs into square holes. You think someone can do something, but they're really not as well equipped to do it. And, but you owe it to the kids to try to find a role that they can fit into to help the team and, giving them hope that they can contribute. But it's a really touchy thing because everybody wants to play. They want to play a lot, but sometimes, it's also competitive sports. The kid that gives the team the best opportunity to play wins.
Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight against Central Crossing.
All right, thank you.
Hartley head coach Brad Birchfield. Our Ryan Baker was at Hawks practice Wednesday, where he caught up with senior wide receiver and defensive back Anthony Whitney.
Anthony, a tough 35-16 loss to open the season last week against Toledo Central Catholic, a game that you guys were tied 14-14 at halftime. How were they able to pull away and get the lead and take momentum there in the second half?
What really happened in the second half was we just didn't play as a team. We struggled a little bit on defense and offense mostly, but we'll come together this game for sure.
With that, you guys played games like that. You're two-time defending state champions. None of those state championships were undefeated. You guys had losses along the way from playing good teams. So does that help you guys with your mindset, knowing that that one loss isn't going to kill the season?
It certainly does, because really what we do is we build on those losses. Those losses help us tremendously because all it does is show us our weak points.
For people that may not know or understand, how difficult is it playing a team that's that good, that physical in week one of the season?
It's really difficult, but it'll help us in the long run.
You guys move on this week. You take on a Central Crossing team that you guys have faced before, maybe a little bit bigger team, but they haven't had the success like you guys had. What do you think we can expect from Central Crossing this week?
I think Central Crossing will put up a pretty good fight. They'll play us well, and we just have to play as hard as we can every play.
They've got a pretty good running back in Pierre France, the opener. He rushed for 154 yards and two touchdowns. What are you guys going to have to do to contain him and slow him down?
We're just going to have to contain him and play to our best of ability on defense, going hard every play.
Well, Anthony, thanks a lot for this. We'll let you get out here and finish up practice. Good luck this week when you guys take on the Comets.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Hartley wide receiver and defensive back Anthony Whitney for that. The Hawks looking to get their first win of the season tonight when they host Central Crossing. The Brian Kennedy era at Waterson got off to a great start as the Eagles hammered Whitehall 41-6 in their opener last Friday night. Coach K joins us now on the preview show. And Coach, could you have ever imagined your first game as head coach would go that well?
No, certainly not. We had a lot of inexperienced guys. My first game, I knew I was going to make mistakes. I knew the kids were going to make mistakes. But, I couldn't have scripted it any better.
Coach, your defense was great all night long, and Whitehall's only score came in the fourth quarter when you had the second-team defense in. How pleased were you with that side of the ball last Friday night?
Tremendously. And I'll tell you what, every day in practice, man, that defensive side, they give us fits. Give the offense fit. So it wasn't a surprise to me that they did as well as they did.
Coach, your QB, Cole Andrews, threw for 170 yards and two touchdowns, and he ran for another score. How do you feel Cole played overall?
Cole played tremendous. He's made great strides from last year. I mean, really put the work in, stepped up as a leader. Now I'm very happy for him.
Speaking with Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, his 1-0 Eagles taking on Olentangy Orange tonight. Last week, you ran for 163 yards. That's nothing new for Waterson, but you threw for 170. Obviously, the balance that you had talked about last week, we're seeing more of that now as you guys tend to mix in the run of the pass. Are you happy with the way that's headed?
Again, like I said, I couldn't have scripted that any better. I thought we did a good job. We were very efficient on offense.
Coach, the last couple years, obviously, at Waterson, been a little bit of a struggle. When you guys walked off the field last Friday night, and even during the game, how happy did the players seem? Did that make you even happier with the game that they were enjoying it so much?
Well, these kids have worked so hard in the offseason, and I know they wanted that victory. And I'll tell you, the best moment of the night was when the student section came running onto the field, and I mean, the kids were going nuts. It was awesome.
We're joined by Bishop Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy. The Eagles taking on Olentangy Orange at Otterbein tonight. It's our CCL Game of the Week right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, immediately following the preview show. And, Coach, no offense to Whitehall, but the competition, well, it gets ratcheted up considerably tonight, doesn't it?
No, absolutely. Orange is a Division I playoff team from last year. They're well coached. They're disciplined. They're athletic. They are a really, really good team.
And not only all of those things, Coach, but they've got junior defensive lineman Zach Harrison, who's the number one recruit in the state of Ohio for 2019. How do you guys handle a player of his caliber?
That's a good question. We've been trying all week to figure that out. No, I think you don't. You just have to be careful with what you do. You don't want to challenge him. You know, maybe do some stuff where we get them in situations where we run away from him a little bit. Maybe take away his aggressiveness. But no, that's great. And I'll tell you what, the linebacker, I think his name's Houston. That kid's tremendous too. I mean, they're, like I said, they're really, really good both sides of the ball.
Yeah, Houston going to Ohio University as well. As good as the opener was last week, Coach, I'm sure there's some things that you would like to see your team improve on. What are a few of those that you would like to see your team get a little better at tonight?
Offensive line. We have not been good through the scrimmages, even last week. Our offensive line, and we worked really hard on it this week, worked with our guys. I mean, we've got to get better. You know, the other thing I'll say, I think special teams, we've got to get better than that. We were not sound at times on the special teams last Friday night.
Joined by Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy, the Eagles against Olentangy Orange tonight at Otterbein College in our CCL Game of the Week. You can hear it live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, immediately following the preview show. Coach, we mentioned last week you were 9 years as the freshman coach at Waterson, 4 years as an assistant. You move in as the head coach at your alma mater, and I know you mentioned last week how excited you are about that. Tell us, what is the fingerprint, what is the difference with a Brian Kennedy coach team that perhaps Waterson fans are going to say, hey, this is a little bit different than what we've seen in the recent past?
You know, we've tried to stay positive. We've tried to keep energy, enthusiasm. You know, we're making sure, too, that we reach out to the community. You know, Waterson's like a family, and, you know, we're trying to make sure that we bring, you know, the alums, former players, make everybody back and get them engaged with the program.
Okay, Coach, thanks for taking time out from your pregame preparations. Good luck tonight against Olentangy Orange.
Thanks, guys.
Waterson head coach Brian Kennedy. We talked with Coach about the play of his quarterback, Cole Andrews. Our Ryan Baker spoke with Cole earlier this week.
Cole, a big 41-6 win over Whitehall last Friday night to get the season started. Coach Kennedy's debut. Were you guys really fired up and want to play well in that game for Coach Kennedy?
Yeah, for sure. It was huge for us. We all have a lot of respect for Coach K. We all love him. So, I mean, all we wanted to do was go out there and get a good win for him.
The offense played good. The defense played good. A real team effort. In your time here at Waterson, can you remember a team effort, a team game that was as good as that one?
No, I really can't. We all have a lot of trust in the system the coaches have built so far. We all came out working really hard, and we're ready to go, and it paid off.
You personally, a big game in the first half,
mm-hmm.
three touchdowns alone, two through the air and one on the ground. Mm-hmm. How comfortable were you feeling out there Friday night, and how good do you think you played?
I felt really comfortable out there. I mean, during 2 days during the summer, we repped everything as much as we possibly could. And preseason, we repped as much as we could against what we would see Friday night against Whitehall. So when I got out there, I felt pretty good in Coach Kennedy's system, and everything just went as planned.
You guys had a big freshman class a couple years ago, mm-hmm. 41 of you guys. There's 27 mm-hmm. now that are seniors on mm-hmm. this team. You guys went undefeated as freshmen, but you've had mm-hmm. some struggles the past couple of years. Mm-hmm. How good does it feel to have a game like that and finally see everything kind of coming together? Because you guys have had the mm-hmm. highs and the lows.
It's huge for us. I mean, ever since freshman year, we've been a really, really close class. And just we've had the struggles together. Obviously, freshman year, we had a lot of highs together. But it feels great to finally come back out and see a win like that.
You guys take on a good Olentangy Orange team this week up at Otterbein. It's mm-hmm. our CCL Game of the Week here on AM 820. What kind of dynamic, how cool do you think that's going to be to be playing at a different field, Otterbein?
Oh, it's going to be awesome. I mean, you can't complain ever playing in a college atmosphere like that. It's going to be great. Just got to stay calm, stay in the moment, and play our game.
Olentangy Orange coming off a 32-7 win over Worthington Kilborn last week. Mm-hmm. Them, like you guys, very dominant on both mm-hmm. sides of the ball. What do you think you guys are going to have to do offensively to try to keep them off the field and score some points?
Last week, everything worked well, but one thing we probably need to work on from last week coming into this week is we need to establish the run a little more. The passing game, everything went well, but the running game had a little struggle. So I think we need to come out and establish the run first, and then we can get to our air attack.
Well, Cole, thanks a lot for this. Really appreciate it. Good luck this week against Orange in the CCL Game of the Week.
Thank you.
Our thanks to Waterston quarterback Cole Andrews and our Ryan Baker for that. The Eagles at Otterbein tonight to take on Olentangy Orange in our CCL Game of the Week, live right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820 and stgabrielradio.com. We'll put a wrap on the preview show right after this.
Knights of Columbus Insurance, world's most ethical company, as recognized by the Ethisphere Institute, offering life, long-term care, and disability insurance, along with IRAs and Roth IRAs. Knights of Columbus, a trusted insurance agency with the AM Best A++ Superior Ratings. Contact their general agents, James Valente and Chad Osterholt, at kfc.org.
This is Bobby Dawes with Bob Boyd Ford in Lancaster, where our loyal customers have grown to expect great service, and it all starts with the right deal. Now during the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 trade assists on the remaining 2017 Fusions, Escapes, Edge, and Explorer. Just announced 0 for 72 and 1,000 trade assistance on remaining 2017 F-150s. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals are always on Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is looking for listeners like you to serve as parish ambassadors. Parish ambassadors work with your parish team to provide AM 820 bumper magnets and prayer cards. The time commitment is about an hour a month. If you would like to serve as a St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 parish ambassador at your parish, contact the St. Gabriel Radio office or go online at stgabrielradio.com.
Help us drive home the Word of God to our St. Gabriel Catholic Radio family of listeners. Did you know that you can donate your car, truck, or van to AM 820? And your donation may qualify you for a tax deduction. It's easy and a great way to share the Word of God with listeners all over Ohio. Call 614-459-4820 or visit us online for details at stgabrielradio.com.
Buckeye football great and NFL Super Bowl champion Jim Lachey on sportsmanship.
Winning and losing can teach kids many lessons, but high school sports are truly about respecting your opponent, representing your school, and building the foundation for a lifetime of success. High school sports create memories that last a lifetime. And member schools of the OHSAA are committed to following a high set of standards. Whether it's on the field or in the stands, we can all do our part to respect the game.
This message brought to you by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
We're just moments away from week two of the high school football season. Six of Central Ohio's Catholic high school teams are in action tonight. DeSales hosts Lancaster. Hartley welcomes Central Crossing to Jack Ryan Field. St. Charles is home to face Reynoldsburg. Reedy battles Lakewood at Hilliard-Bradley. Fisher Catholic hosts Fairbanks. And in our CCL Game of the Week, presented by the Bob Boyd Auto Family, Waterson takes on Olentangy Orange at Otterbein. Tomorrow night, it's Newark Catholic and Nelsonville York at Whitefield. Don't forget, after the game, stay tuned to the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by This Week Sports and Rev Local Digital Marketing. Ryan Baker and Lee Cochran bring you all the scores from around Central Ohio and talk to the winning coaches. If you have a score, send it to us on Twitter at AM 820 Scoreboard and visit our website, am820scoreboard.com, to see all the scores. That'll do it for us on the preview show. On the other side of this break, it's Randy Reinhardt and Coach Larry Wolf with all the live play-by-play of tonight's CCL Game of the Week. And you can hear all the CCL Games of the Week anytime at stgabrielradio.com. For Chris Higgins and Ryan Baker, I'm Douglas Sells. Thanks for listening to the Catholic High School Football Preview Show, and enjoy the game, everybody.
This is Bobby Dawes for Bob Boyd Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Lancaster, where you'll find the best deals of the season during the summer clearance event. Save up to $8,000 off MSRP on a new 2017 Jeep Cherokee, or up to $14,500 on a new 2017 Ram 1500 Bighorn Hemi Crew Cab 4x4. Shop us 24/7 at BobBoyd.com. And remember, the best deals you'll see are off Route 33 at the Bob Boyd Auto Family. Good people, great deals.
Hi, everybody. This is Lee Cochran, editor at ThisWeekSports.com. Join Ryan Baker and me every Friday night after the game for the AM 820 Scoreboard Show, presented by ThisWeekSports.com and Rev Local Digital Marketing. The AM 820 Scoreboard Show includes updates from our field reporters and all the scores from across Central Ohio. That's the AM 820 Scoreboard Show after the game every Friday night, only on AM 820.
When Pope John Paul II landed in Washington, D.C. and was greeted by then-President Reagan, the president said, "Welcome to the land of the free." And John Paul II said, "Free, yes, but free for what? Free for what?" It seems today that we define freedom as the ability to do whatever you want. Of course, doing whatever we feel like doing in the moral realm doesn't necessarily lead to freedom, but often leads to vice. Vice. That's the perfect word for it. It's a destructive habit that grabs us kind of like a vice grip and doesn't let us go very easily. Don't believe me? Think of your favorite sin. Now try to stop. Genesis 4:7 says, "Sin is crouching at the door, eager to control you, but you must subdue it and become its master." You see, freedom isn't the ability to do whatever we want. It's the power to do what's right. And ultimately, true freedom is the power to love. That's the kind of freedom Jesus Christ modeled for us in his life and in his death. And it's the kind of freedom he's inviting us to live in today. I'm Chris Stefanik from RealLifeCatholic.com.